Well, we have to fight back. I always think it's very unfair. Just when we learned again to become organic gardeners, we also had to suddenly learn how to save seed, and we weren't seed savers. So we set about carefully learning how to save seed. Just when we learn to save seed, we've got to learn about stocks and shares and markets. And it's extremely unfair for we backyarders to become international bankers and equity financiers, because it's just not what we're accustomed to doing. I mean, I can just see by your faces the whole thing's rather appalling to you. But you too can become an international banker. 4 years ago in the United States, I sat down on a log with a banker who'd retired and said, how do we go about financing our own systems? How about we start to buy out what we need? And he said, well, you write a charter and I'll set up some systems. So I wrote a charter for a thing called the Earth Bank, which I invented on the spot, which is a copyrighted name. Carl Wing, his name was, said, well, I'll start by setting up a federal credit union, which he did. And then we formed Earth Bank associations to research ways in which we might direct our miserable pennies into ethical groups of people. And almost all the stock market is offering fairly straight up unethical investment. That is, they're companies who do not have any statement of goodwill anywhere in their foundation documents. Our charter said that we won't invest in companies or products which are made under dictatorial regimes or regimes that use torture as a method, nor will we invest in companies involved in atomic warfare or atomic armaments, or indeed primarily in armaments of any type, nor in companies that don't treat with their employees fairly or pay fair wages, and, well, several other things that you can probably think of yourself. Companies that make chlorinated hydrocarbons for agriculture, or that make addictive substances, we won't take shares in those. And that knocks out almost all the stock market. Almost all the companies traded publicly do one, and companies that knowingly pollute the environment where people live. And there's hardly any companies left. That is, all our own wealth, and in this room there is a very considerable wealth, an amazing amount of money. All that money is given over to banks and insurance companies, and they place it right there on the stock market. You contributed towards the 20 million hectare clearing of West Australia by insuring with AMP. And many of you insure with AMP, and many of you work in institutions whose policy is to insure with AMP. Now, you probably went down there waving placards at some stage, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you just felt distressed that the West Australian flora was wiped off the face of the earth. It's the richest arid land flora in the world. We'll never see anything like it again. It's the only place in the world where we can hope to get new products for dry lands. The best crop we ever had was on that country before we put wheat in. And look at it, the disaster that wheat has become and is becoming, both to the people on the land and in a sense to the economy of this country. So we didn't have any say about that. And it's because we're what I'd call passive investors. We just have a little bank account for the ANZ, and so does many groups like peace groups. And the ANZ does all the uranium mining for us. So while you're going up the road waving your cardboard placard, they've got you a few thousand dollars, sometimes many thousands of dollars, in there mining uranium. So we started by finding, we were lucky to find New York, two stockbrokers who worked for the Quaker people, who had a few ethical, the Society of Friends have 8 or 10 ethical points. They won't support the armaments trade, or repressive regimes, or people who don't deal with their employees in a fair way. 3 or 4 points. But they had some stockbrokers, and they had some modest investment, a few million dollars, out in companies which these stockbrokers had managed to locate. So we started, first of all, to take equity in some of the firms held by their stockbrokers. Then we did a lot more research and found other firms, and we also set up community enterprise loans trusts, that is, small funding systems within communities by which a lot of us put our money together, and we start to build the small industries and businesses that we really like to see, and we start to produce the small products that we can't get that we would like to get. A pretty typical example of that is one operating in the northeast of the United States, where we were able to fund biodynamic farmers into processing natural yogurts for people who couldn't eat anything with additives in, and a lot of cow's milk has high concentration of chemicals. And we sold the yogurt before we finished the factory. That is, food cooperatives and hospitals bought out the whole lot of it. Recently, two rabbis arrived in Tasmania and bought the entire product of organic apples for juicing for the Jewish community of Sydney. Although what they're not resistant to, I don't know. But it means that we can't get an organic apple in our own state anymore. There is absolutely no problem, there has been none at all, in selling the products of the systems that we generate. There's also been no problem in getting money. When we made up several ethical investment groups, many of them locally, but what I hope to do in Perth is to leave a small body of people determined to set up a small investment company and start to look at what Perth people want and who will do it for them and what talents are in Perth that we can fund.